أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين. والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين. ويدرؤ عنها العذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين. والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 6 to ayah number 10 of Surah An-Nur. We had begun this discussion on the previous lesson that in when a man makes an allegation, accuses his wife of having committed zina, either he does so because he had seen, or even if the woman becomes pregnant and this man denies being the father of the child, whatever those cases may be, we discuss the incident in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahabi Hilal bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now coming, the ayat is revealed. Sayyidina Hilal went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Initially Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not received any wahi. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give any directive from his side besides the fact that you make this allegation against your wife, you must bring four witnesses or else you will be then given the had of qadhaf, 80 lashes for making the allegation. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam comes and Jibreel alayhi salam reveals these ayat. Very, very clear, very specific. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ. And those who make an allegation against their wives, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And they do not have any witnesses but themselves. We spoke about Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that made it very clear to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a very difficult thing that if a man sees his wife with somebody else, to call others now to witness, by then they may disperse, but nobody will have the courage to do so. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ. Then the evidence, the testimony rather, of one of them will be four testimonies in the name of Allah, إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that certainly he is truthful. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reveals these ayat, and this is the very great beauty of our deen of Islam. This incident happened. It happened because Allah wanted to show us right till the day of Qiyamah, if there is an Islamic hukumat, this is how it will happen. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the actual practical part of it. He called Sayyidina Hilal bin Umayyah. He called his wife. And now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the judge, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam interprets these verses. He says to Sayyidina Hilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this is the rule of Allah. Now you stand there and you give shahada. Anni ashhadu billah inni lamina sadiqin. Say that four times. I bear testimony in the name of Allah that certainly I am truthful in the allegation that I am making against my wife. So Sayyidina Hilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he does this, he says this four times. In other words, the testimony of four times that I am truthful in this allegation, in this claim of mine. Wal khamisatu anna la'natallahi alayhi in kana minal kadhibin. And the fifth will be that he will say that may the la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him if he is from amongst the liars. In other words, now he draws the la'nat of Allah. And that is why this whole process is called the process of li'an, that each one is going to curse the other, and in this way he takes this, rather he curses himself, and hence in this way Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Sayyidina Hilal bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu do this. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls his wife and he says to her that you will have to bear testimony according to this ayat four times that Hilal is a liar. He is saying that he is truthful. Now you bear testimony and you take the shahadat four times that he is a liar. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَدْرَأُ عَنْهَا الْعَذَابِ, and she will avert the azab from her, in other words the lashes from her, أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ, that she will now bear testimony four times, إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, that certainly the husband is a liar. So he has done it four times, that he is truthful. She does it four times, the shahada, the testimony that he is a liar. And now the fifth, وَالْخَامِسَةَ أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا, and the fifth will be that the ghadab, the wrath, the anger of Allah be upon her, إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, if the husband is truthful. In the particular case of Sayyidina Hilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife came over here and now she began to hesitate, she paused, she tarried, and it seemed as though she is going to turn away from all of this. And then she said to the people, I will never bring disrepute to my people, and she had done this, and she drew the ghadab and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in this way, now the matter is equal, that the husband has done it four times, the wife has done it four times, each one drawing the la'nat and the ghadab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now what will happen? According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah and some of the jurists, they say now the qadhi, the man that was standing there and he took this evidence, he will now make tafriq. He will now separate between husband and wife, and that separation will be as good as one talaq ba'in. In other words, now they are totally separated. If they have to come back together, obviously they will have to be a nikah. Imam Shafi and others say that automatically that nikah breaks off. And all of this Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, that had it not been the fadl, the grace of Allah Ta'ala and His rahmah upon you, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ حَكِيمٌ, and certainly Allah is tawwab, Allah Ta'ala is ever ready to accept the repentance, Allah is hakim, Allah is all wise, that Allah brought this into being, that now the husband's integrity, the wife's integrity, both will be remaining intact. But like we discussed in the previous ayat, previous verses, as far as akhirat is concerned, Allah Ta'ala knows the truth. Whether that husband was true in his allegation, whether it was a perception, whether he just had a thought, whether that woman is true in her defense, all of that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that Allah ta'ala will deal with in the hereafter. If before that they made tawbah, they sought tawbah from Allah, they sought seeking forgiveness from each other, then all of that is left to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.